I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Bear Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, District Attorney Dana Crum announced that her office has filed multiple felony charges against 45-year-old Nakona Mae Stevenson of Ridgecrest, California, all arising out of the May 19, 2026 fire at the Eastside Guesthouse in Vivian Bishop. This office received the Bishop Police Department's initial reports on Thursday, May 21st, and based on those reports and briefings from investigators, we determined that it was appropriate to file formal criminal charges. The complaint charges Ms. Stevenson with arson of an inhabited structure, arson causing great bodily injury, and attempted first-degree murder. Additionally, it is alleged that Ms. Stevenson was previously convicted of a strike offense under California's three-strike laws, stemming from a 2017 conviction in Inyo County Superior Court. If convicted of all charges and enhancements, Ms. Stevenson could be facing life in state prison. Ms. Stevenson was arraigned on the charges today, or which would be yesterday now, and entered pleas of not guilty. Bail in the case was set at $500,000. She remains subject to a no-bail hold from a pending post-release community supervision violation in Kern County. Her next court appearance is set for May 26, 2026 in Independence. I wish to extend my sincere thanks to our first responders whose swift response and tireless efforts prevented the loss of lives, further injuries, and the spread of the fire. In addition, the coordinated investigation undertaken by the Bishop Police Department, Bishop Fire Department, Inyo County District Attorney's Office, and CAL FIRE resulted in the identification of a suspect and ultimate arrest of Ms. Stevenson less than 24 hours after the incident. Hats off to everyone involved for their hard work and dedication to protecting the safety of our community. The case remains under investigation, and if new or additional information comes to light, the charges may be modified. Anyone having any information regarding the incident and who has not already done so is very strongly encouraged to contact the Bishop Police Department. As in any criminal case, Ms. Stevenson is presumed to be innocent until the charges are proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Inyo County Los Angeles Standing Committee will be having a meeting at the Board of Supervisors room in Inyo County Administrative Center at 224 North Edwards Street in Independence, California. It'll be on May 27, 2026 at 11 a.m. And information on that meeting can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. The Elections Office would like you to know that the USPS postmark changes and what it means for you. U.S. Postal Service has updated its postmarking process, which could impact mail voting. Here's what you need to know about how to make sure your vote counts. Best options for voting by mail: return your ballot early. Don't wait until the last minute. Use official ballot drop boxes or deliver directly to your local election office. Track your ballot if your state offers the tracking system, which ours does. And why does this matter? Well, the new USPS system makes it harder to verify postmarks. Don't risk delays, plan ahead. There's a full article which can be found on our website at sierrawave.net or on our Facebook page at Sierra Wave Media. You can also find it on the Inyo Elections page on Facebook as well. It's titled "Read the Full Article: How the New USPS Postmark Changes Could Affect Mail Voting." Bishop Twin Theater to show Amazing Digital Circus. It'll be Thursday, June 4th at 6 p.m. and 8:15 p.m. at the Bishop Twin Theater for one night only. Lovers of indie animation, cinema, and psychological dark comedy can experience the finale of the Amazing Digital Circus at the theater in Eastern Sierra. Record-breaking pre-sales for Fathom Entertainment spurred the theatrical distributor to extend the run dates from June 4th through the 7th through June 18th, right before the finale's June 19th release on the YouTube and Netflix. Local Bishop Twin Theater responded to community interest and is offering ticket pre-sales for the first time. Theater owner Holly Mullinex said they've already pre-sold 52 tickets in the first week. So what's new at Bishop Twin Theater this week?
Ah, Mandalorian and Grogu, and we at Laughing Parrot Productions got to watch it on Wednesday. It is a funny, wonderful, great, entertaining movie that we highly recommend. You can watch our review on Facebook at Sierra Way Media or on Instagram at Sierra Way Media or on X, or you can go to bishoptwintheater.com. What's being held over is Mortal Kombat 2. Well, Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial start of summer, bringing increased traffic on the roads across California as families travel to destinations and gatherings. California Highway Patrol, CHP, is preparing for the holiday, extending by launching a holiday enforcement period from May 22nd at 6 p.m., that's Friday, through Monday, May 25th at 11:59 p.m. During this period, CHP officers will conduct targeted enforcement to identify reckless drivers and emphasize proper seatbelt use for drivers and passengers. Well, what are the new incoming Caltrans impacts? Inyo County Lone Pine Sidewalks Project on US 395 in Lone Pine, the outside lane and shoulders in both directions will close while crews build sidewalks in the following locations: from Teo Road to Inyo Street, from Locust Road to East Lubkin Avenue. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. The Mule Days Parade. The City of Bishop is holding its annual Mule Day Parade on Saturday, May 23rd on May Street on US 395 from 10 a.m. Detours at Manditch and CV Lane will be in place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Drivers are reminded to slow down on local roads and follow the detour signs to get around the closure. Mono County Walker Canyon crack sealing on US 395 from the Little Walker River Bridge just north of State Route 108 to just south of Bootleg Campground and Walker Canyon. Crews will seal cracks in the roadway Wednesday and Thursday from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There will be one-way traffic control. Drivers may experience five-minute delays. Remember, these are the new incoming. There are ongoing impacts that are happening. You can find them on our website at sierrawave.net. You can also find more news there. You can also find news on Facebook and Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And hey, talking about the people who shape it, it's Mule Days weekend. Don't forget to tune into the shows for Mule Days. Friday night, we'll be live streaming at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, we'll be live streaming at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then the finale on Sunday at 2 p.m. You can find those by going to lpptv.us.